Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For Tuesday, Double Shot Tuesday.
Little Almond Brothers, huh? The Double Shot Tuesday. Today's theme, bands that have the word band in their name. The Almond Brothers Band. Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. The journey to get through a 60-game season. And I think Major League Baseball deserves a ton of credit for whatever you thought of the start of the Marlins. And by the way, they made the playoffs. But here they go. Four games today, eight games tomorrow. Rich Waltz, our friend, is part of the broadcast crew. He'll be on TBS today with Jimmy Rollins for the call of the Blue Jays and Rays series. So joins us on the day that he's got a game. Welcome back. Rich, how are you?
I'm actually just going through the ground rules of the O-rings in as a trop again. It's been probably 2.5-3 years since I've called a game here, so I've just doesn't look like anything's changed. But I wanted to make sure I got the which O-ring was a home run and which one was a live ball and which one was a dead ball. So I think I got it. So I'm getting closer.
All right.
Getting closer, being ready. This is a fun day. It's four games today. It's eight games tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's baseball now for the next month.
Just a broad view, getting through this season, what'd you think? And again, if you're a diehard baseball fan, the last week was fun. The matchups and seedings, you had pretty much the American League was decided, a race, the National League. But what'd you make of the journey to get through this 60-game season?
Well, and I think you and I had this discussion about 2-3 months ago. Major League Baseball was in a completely different place than hockey and basketball, which had completed about 75% of their season already. They get a full check from their regional sports partners. They've had that many games with fans in the stands and all of that. Those two sports just needed to get to the postseason, which they did. They got in a bubble, and that went well, certainly for the NHL. And what a thrilling moment last night, certainly for Tampa Bay Lightning as well. You know, baseball didn't have a working agreement for this kind of season, so they had to figure out when they could start play, which they did, and they had too many teams to bubble it. I mean, you have 15 games a day. I don't know how you would do that. And they learned as they went. The initial outbreaks, there were teams that had significant stoppages, and to get to this point and everybody played, and now you start the postseason is a big, big win for baseball. I thought that, you know, with everybody in this situation outside of sports, it's you're learning new information more and more about the virus, and you're adjusting work schedules for whatever business you have to try to work around it. And I think baseball's been able to do that.
Rich, you've got an interesting series. The Rays are a great story. You've been in this game a while. They will lose players, make smart deals, get young players, develop them, strong pitching staff. I said to somebody about the Blue Jays, they're like the travel ball team. The dads are proud of the kids that play. There's so many kids on this team that have dads that played the game. So give me a preview of the Rays and Blue Jays.
Well, they may seem like a travel ball team, but these kids can really play. Toronto is loaded with high-ceiling, young, energetic, fun players. They are going to be a handful. And the Rays, I was impressed with listening to some of the Rays players yesterday in press conferences talk about how tired they are of the underdog role. That, you know, small market team does more with less. Because what that does is it overshadows the fact that they're really good, that these are good players. They may be anonymous to the country. They're not anonymous to Rays fans. They're really good players. So, and, you know, on paper, I think the Rays have a decided advantage pitching, starting pitching and bullpen. But the Blue Jays won some big games these last couple weeks. And if they are swinging it like they were this last week, that could even out. So I'm really interested to see how this goes as well, because both managers know each other. They're both friends. Charlie Montoya, a long time in the Rays organization, is the Blue Jays skipper, and Kevin Cash, of course, is so respected and so good. Montoya's worked on his staff, and a lot of these Rays players played for Charlie in the minor leagues or played while he was on the major league staff. So there's a lot of good storylines deep in this one. And it should be fun. There's not that much. I mean, don't be fooled by seeds here. Don't be fooled by a 1-8, because it's only 2 months of a season and only 8 games separated them in standing. So it's not like this isn't the NCAA tournament where an 8 seed or a 16 seed beats a 1 seed, or that never happens, or it's happened once. This is so even that an 8 seed can get hot and win the World Series. It's only 2 months. It's only 2 months. So I think the whole seeding thing doesn't matter at this point. It just doesn't matter. And these two teams played tight games all year. So I think that's what this series will be.
Does the best of three format from a pitching standpoint, you're not worried about, third or fourth starters and five starters, which are rarely used. How much do you think that also impacts? Because again, you can be a one seed, like you said, but your starter gets off to a slow start in game one. It's not a big margin to let it go here.
No, and that's it's a sprint right out of the gate. This isn't a series where you get comfortable and play a few games and then figure it out, because then the series is done. In this series, man, it's pedal to the metal right now. And I think that's where the Rays have the advantage. They have two frontline guys, Snell today, Glasnow tomorrow, whereas the Blue Jays have Hyunjin Ryu, who's a good postseason pitcher. He goes tomorrow. And Charlie was pretty honest about it. He said, look, if I started him in game one, he's not going to pitch in game three because there's no off days. And we'd like to give him an extra day's rest. So I got to win one of the first two. And it doesn't matter where he pitches. So Ryu is actually pitching tomorrow, and Matt Shoemaker goes today for the Blue Jays. But yeah, and there's no off days. There won't be an off day in any of these series until the World Series. So it's going to be a scramble for managers with pitching and all that. And I think the Rays are built for that. I really think the Rays are built for this. They're innovative. They're creative. They're deep. I think they're built for this type of postseason.
Look, they've been phenomenal during this run, but the Dodgers, to be able to go all the way and win a championship, Buehler pitches game one for them. But there's pressure there. There's Kershaw struggles and everything. As you talked about, seeding doesn't matter here. What's the pressure on the Dodgers for everything that they've done with all these wins, if you don't have anything to show for it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And some of that is Houston-induced, right?
Yeah.
That anxiety, or Boston-induced, for with the sign stealing for both of those organizations. Here's the other variable, and I'm curious to see how it plays out with the Dodgers. And that is, they haven't played anybody outside of the West, and there are some stinky teams in every division, but there are some in the West. And so how do you really know how good anyone is if they haven't played outside of their corridor? That's the other really fun thing about this. Now, the Rays-Jays series, obviously they're same division, but there are some teams that just haven't seen each other. It's like the old school World Series before interleague play, where you're showing up to play somebody and your scouting report is fresh and new and you haven't seen them, and you only got a game or two to really adjust to that. So I'm curious to see how the Dodgers do in the postseason because of that. I don't know. It's hard to judge. How is the West? Is it better than the Central? Is it better than the East? And obviously you're combining National League and American League in all three of those cases.
The Marlins made the playoffs, and after everything the team went through this year, what do we take from this? And is Derek Jeter's rebuilding plan in working.
Yeah. I mean, look, you get to the postseason, it's working. Long run, not just for the Marlins, but for all teams, it's 2 months. And as well, there were, you know, players that didn't play, opted out. There were players that got hurt because of lack of a proper spring training. But certainly Miami has made a lot of progress in building organizational depth. And that's the impressive. To me, getting the postseason is a nice milestone, and it certainly confirms that they're making progress. But to me, what they've done really well is build organizational depth for long run, hopefully long-term success. But I think for any team, you know, this is essentially when the first ball's pitched today, it's essentially the equivalent of being June 5th in a regular season. So when you're looking at progress and is this team going in this way or that way, it's hard to tell. That being said, I love the fact that the postseason is this way this year. This is obviously a different season. This is no time to complain about it wasn't a full season or didn't like the runner at second and extra innings or anything like that. Hey, the team that is going to win this thing is the team that has adapted better, and a team that has embraced the format. And that's important. Rather than, well, this isn't our usual postseason. Hey, you have to embrace the format, man. This is out of the chute in a three-game series, into the bubble for the division series and the LCS, and then into the World Series. And those that Theo Epstein said it best, you're not going to judge this season by individual honors and awards and performances. You're going to judge it by which organization embraced the situation, adapted, and was able to succeed. That's how you're going to look at this season.
Rich Wallace, Jimmy Rollins on the call of the American League Wild Card Series in Tampa. It starts the Blue Jays and the Rays. Rich, thanks for the time, but have a good call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great look. This is a great time in Florida sports. You got two teams in the postseason. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup, and in a long summer of no sports, that's a pretty cool thing.
It is. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Rich Waltz, and again, he's got a call with Jimmy Rollins of the Blue Jays series today. Our good friend Steve Hogan, something really cool Florida Citrus Sports is doing this week, and the latest on bowl season. He'll join us next.
Stay in the game at 96.9thegame.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.